97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is Veterans Day, honoring veterans for their dedication, service, and sacrifice for our country. It started out as Armistice Day in 1919, marking the end of World War I. It didn't become a federal holiday until about 20 years later. Then in the 50s, it was renamed Veterans Day to honor all who served. At VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids last night, the sounds of banter and kitchen clatter signaled that preparations were underway for their annual spaghetti dinner. Post Commander Sean Plant said they hold this fundraiser the day before so veterans can visit area businesses on Veterans Day.
There are restaurants in the community that are giving out free dinners for veterans, so that way, you know, we're just allowing the guys to go and have a dinner on the community.
This year, veterans could eat free at the spaghetti dinner due to a generous benefactor. The meal included all-you-could-eat spaghetti with meat sauce or marinara, salad, dinner rolls, and assorted desserts. Plant said this year's fundraiser supports the VFW's mission in the community.
And then the funds from this will go around to help support our mission to support veterans in the greater Wisconsin Rapids community.
Today, veterans are busy throughout the area with several ceremonies and dedications.
We start with our Veterans Day Remembrance Ceremony at Veterans Park at 11 o'clock. And then from there, we can move on to the Legacy Stone Dedication for the Wood County Veterans Memorial. That'll be at Assumption High School at 1 o'clock. And then from there, we go to Mid-State Technical College for the rededication of their Vietnam Veteran Memorial, and that'll be at 3 o'clock.
Throughout the years, 49 states have made Veterans Day a state holiday. Wisconsin is the only holdout. However, lawmakers are working to change that. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new online webpage to help track cases of flu-like illnesses. Isabella Nieto reports.
The new respiratory data webpage summarizes data on outpatient and urgent care visits where patients report with a fever of over 100 degrees, as well as a cough or sore throat. The webpage features an interactive map where you can track flu-like illness activity across various regions of the state over specific periods of time. Department of Health officials previously warned there's been a significant drop in people who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, about half as many Wisconsinites received their annual flu shot throughout the month of October this year compared to last year, which saw nearly 860,000 get their flu shot. DHS officials are still encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible. As winter weather continues to settle in across the state, residents spend more time indoors and respiratory viruses start to become more common again.
Average gas prices rose 8.1 cents over the last week. The average across Wisconsin is $2.83. This is 11.3 cents higher than a month ago and almost 2 cents higher than this time last year. The national average also climbed a bit last week with an increase of 4.8 cents to land at $3.03 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say these increases are due to refinery issues in the Great Lakes and West Coast regions. They say gasoline inventory data from the government shows another large drop in supplies, adding to the temporary price increases. Thousands of flights have already been canceled ahead of Thanksgiving because of FAA flight cuts, and officials say this could increase the demand for gasoline, limiting any drops in price in the near future. The ACLU of Wisconsin released a statement last week announcing they had learned of the Marathon County Sheriff's Department's pending agreement with ICE to partner in a jail enforcement model program. The agreement would make Marathon County the 15th law enforcement agency in Wisconsin to sign on to the program. It deputizes local jail personnel to perform certain immigration enforcement duties on behalf of ICE. Marathon County Sheriff's Department is one of the five county sheriff's offices the ACLU of Wisconsin is suing as part of a lawsuit to terminate their practice of voluntarily holding people in jails for ICE on detainers. Wisconsin Public Service is warning residents of a new scam involving utility services. According to agency officials, scammers have been contacting their customers and aggressively demanding payment or banking information while threatening to cut off utility services. Wisconsin Public Service is reminding residents that the winter heating moratorium is already in effect, and utility companies are prohibited from shutting off service for non-payment during the winter. Residents should also be wary of any unsolicited calls with aggressive demands for payment. Wood County is one of five counties receiving money to restore natural habitat from the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. $24,000 will be invested at Sand Hill, Wood County, and Meadow Valley wildlife areas. The funds will be used to expand and connect existing habitat for the endangered Karner blue butterflies, which depend on wild lupin flowers necessary for reproduction. Project funds will also be used to seed native species and control encroaching woody species to improve oak barrens in the Central Sands region. Ruby's Pantry is Saturday from 8 to 9:15 a.m. at Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Food bundles are $25 cash and approximately 70 pounds of food. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers folded 10-7 to the Philadelphia Eagles. For a second week in a row, Green Bay's offense failed to generate enough points. Quarterback Jordan Love.
Got to get back to the drawing board. Same thing as last week, you know, get back to the film session, try and find ways to figure out what we're not doing as well right now, what's kind of keeping us in a funk and not letting us kind of get into a rhythm.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about his future.
You don't have a long-term extension. With the way things have gone this season, do you think you're coaching for your job?
I'm not. I'll leave that for everybody else to decide. I'll just focus on the day-to-day. And I feel like you're always coaching for everything in this league.
Packers center Elgton Jenkins left the game in the second quarter after fracturing a bone in his lower leg. NBA, the Bucks beat the Mavericks 116 to 114 in Dallas. They play the Hornets in Charlotte tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
After a flurry or two this morning, it's going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Kind of chilly, too, with a high of only 42 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.